MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. As an eBay seller, you know and I know that inventory grows like kudzu and can be just about as unmanageable. With us now, from a state that knows all about kudzu, is Suzanne Wells. She's an eBay consultant, a top-rated seller, under the user ID Atlanta Golf Shop. Suzanne, what's your first tip for organizing and managing your inventory?
Hey, Griff. Thanks for having me on. Now, I work with mostly at-home sellers, so we're talking about organizing within your home so that you can function both on a personal level and a business level.
No, absolutely.
The first thing I would suggest is try to store things in clear containers, Rubbermaid bins, that type of thing that are clear, because then you can see what's inside quickly and find it faster than if they're the regular plastic kind that are not clear. I know a lot of sellers have really great cabinets, and they have these husbands that build them great storage systems, and that's great, but just from my experience, I like to be able to see what I have and I can retrieve it faster.
Are you the kind of person that has all the similar items together?
Yes. Try to put, all your shoes in one section, all your clothes and sweaters in one section, your collectibles together, your Christmas items together. And that way it's just easier to find what you need when you sell something and you have to ship it.
That makes sense.
I'm big on labeling everything also. So I do mostly clothing, so I will put my clothing in clear plastic bags and with a label on the inside of the bag so that it doesn't fall off the outside. And that way, if you've got, 10 black sweaters and you're trying to find a particular one, everything's labeled so you can quickly find the exact one you need.
So I'm still selling one-offs, but I should put all my jewelry in one area, et cetera, that kind of thing, I guess.
I just think it's easier and it makes more sense when it's time to go find an item to ship it.
That makes sense, of course.
What about somebody like Griff, whose inventory is mostly shirts?
Yeah, me.
It's all about him.
It's all about me. What about my shirts? What
How many
would you
do
suggest?
You have?
Let me count. 1, 2, 3, a billion.
Well, some sellers like the hanging system. I just prefer to put everything in plastic, fold it up, just like you would receive it if you ordered it from a major department store. You would fold it up in plastic. It just keeps it dust-free. If you've got animals in the home, it keeps hair off of it, that type of thing. So, but really, it's what works for you.
Well, I've been thinking of switching. So I do the hanger method, but it takes up a lot of space, hanger method.
Yes, it does. And with the tub, you can stack everything as high as you need to, and you don't have to have a lot of hanging space.
But when you do this, especially with a large number of shirts, you have to create a system that labels the boxes, right?
You would label the outside of the tub with whatever's in there. You can do it by size or brand, and you'll constantly be evolving in this business, reworking how you store things as your inventory grows, because that's just the nature of the business. It constantly changes.
Suzanne, do you use a program or do you use an Excel spreadsheet to list all your inventory and keep a list of it and where it is?
I do. I use it's a bookkeeping spreadsheet that is on my blog, if anybody wants to take a look at that. Basically, when I buy items, I enter them in the spreadsheet as soon as I return home with them. So I know exactly what I paid for it and the date I bought it. And then there's no time to forget.
And that's good, because the IRS may need a basis.
Oh, yes.
A tax basis.
Just like Barbara was telling us.
Yeah, exactly.
And then as things sell, I transfer them from the inventory sheet to the sold spreadsheet for that month. And it's all one spreadsheet that has an inventory page and then a page for each month. It's just an Excel spreadsheet.
Well, that makes sense. I know that... myself, I don't have the biggest house in the world, and I'm quickly running out of space. When you face this possibility of storage space running tight, what do you tell sellers they should consider?
Well, there's several different options. First of all is a storage unit outside your home, a storage building like you would use for lawn or garden equipment. That works well for a lot of people. Granted that you want to put items in plastic or in a tub or something so they're not just out there in the weather. And also look at your home from a unique perspective of what storage are you not using. You know, are you using all of your bathroom cabinets, your linen closet, your pantry? I know one seller that stores all of her shipping supplies in her pantry. Just that works for her. So, you know, look at your home and see if there's any space you're not utilizing.
Such as, I live in a mobile home, so I know a lot about utilizing space.
Right.
Underneath the bed.
Mm-hmm. That's a great place. When you start running out of room, you can also get those risers that you put under the bed, the legs on the bed, that rises it up about 6 inches, and that creates a whole bunch of space under there that you can put things in, either flat tubs or space bags.
Do they have risers that rise the bed up 6 feet?
I don't know about that.
Because that's kind of what I need. I'm actually going to use this as, when I'm through work today, I'm going to stop at the Container Store and buy, 50 of those big plastic bins for storing shirts.
So what about those? It's like alchemy to me. I still can't figure out how it works. Those vacuum things where you know, it flattens everything down.
Space bags.
Mm-hmm. Oh, space bags.
Yeah, you can put a lot of things in a space bag and, you know, suck it down.
Aren't they wrinkled, though?
It depends on what it is.
Okay.
You can do it, if you do it carefully, you can keep them pretty flat and wrinkle-free.
Okay.
Another thing to consider is, if you're running out of space, is what are you selling? Are you selling a lot of bedding and large collectible items, lamps? You might want to reconsider your product line. Storage is an issue.
What do you sell mostly, Suzanne?
I do mostly clothes and shoes. And we have a consignment client that we do smaller collectibles, handmade craft items, perfumes, some jewelry, that type of thing.
Ooh, perfumes.
What kind of perfumes?
Our consignment client is a charity thrift store. It's a Humane Society thrift store, so it's whatever gets donated.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going there now.
All different kind of things that we never know what's going to be there each week when we go pick up our items. But we sell on consignment for them because they constantly get a stream of product all the time, and they can't get the prices in their store that we can get for them on eBay.
Hmm. Did you tell us how big your space is where you are now? And do you use any offsite storage? And if you do, how does that work?
I'm in a pretty large house right now, but I'm in the process of downsizing to about 1,000 square feet.
Oh.
So I'm going through this myself. I do not use any offsite storage, and I have considered that, but when questions come up about your product, you really want to have it right there with you so you can answer quickly. And that's the thing that's kept me from, you know, renting space off-site, because I really like to have everything handy to answer questions and to ship it quickly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What is your square footage now? And you're going down to 1,000 square feet?
It's 2,000 now.
Oh, you're really downsizing.
That's
well,
it. But,
yeah, we did too. Hey, listen. We used to own a 5-bedroom home. Now we're in a mobile home. We definitely downsized. But yeah.
My youngest is off at college, so the family's
the
been
time to do it.
Downsized over the years, and it's just time to do that. So I'm pretty space efficient, so I feel like I can make it work just fine.
Yeah, I'm thinking of downsizing to an Airstream trailer. So I think I'm going to need a lot of those clear totes, plus something I can stack on the outside.
So, Suzanne, you're an eBay consultant.
Yes.
In addition to being a top-rated seller named Atlanta Golf Shop, how did the name come about?
When I first started selling, back in 2003, I am in Atlanta, and I was finding all kinds of golf items at thrift stores and garage sales and pro shops, things that were on clearance or whatever that I could resell. And that was my main product line for a long time, was golf apparel.
So you still kept the name even though you don't do that now?
Well, yeah, I've kept the name because that's what people know me by. And, you know, as I said earlier, this business is constantly evolves. So you never know what your product line is going to be a year from now. And I just didn't want to change the name of my store again.
I see something I want in your store. It's a vintage ice cube crusher. But boy, I could use this for other things.
A vintage? Oh, I got to go see that.
Yeah.
It looks like a weapon.
It's an instrument of torture.
And right. It does.
And it says a vintage ice crusher?
Ice cube crusher.
Mm-hmm. It's barware. It's supposed to be a glass with it that the sharp spikes go down into and chop up the ice. But the glass did not come with it. But that was an estate sale find, and we just thought it was interesting and unusual, so we bought it for $1 and put it in the store.
It comes from the estate of Morticia and Gomez Adams.
I think so.
Yeah, I like this. I'm putting it on my watch list. Yeah, right. Now it's... Don't you buy this, Lee, or I'll never speak to you again. All right, so there's that. So... Do you have any bonus tips for us, Suzanne, before we end this segment, which, by the way, is going to end up in me spending money, which is great, of course.
Really, just be very deliberate when you're buying inventory. Think about, have you sold this item before? Are you familiar with it? How much does it cost versus what you're going to make on it? And think ahead about storage. Where are you going to put it?
Good points. Well, if you want to check her out, you can go to Atlanta Golf Shop. That's one word. If you search for eBay sellers by user ID, you'll find Suzanne's stores. Suzanne, where do we send people to talk about you online? SuzanneAWells.com?
Yes, sir.
SuzanneAWells.com. You couldn't find a better consultant or top-rated coach. Suzanne, thank you so much. This segment was sponsored by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Up next, search ranking in Google.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com. Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time, and if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.